Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive the engrafted word of the Lord, and may God bless you.
You cannot live outside prayer. Outside prayer. You can't live outside prayer. It's a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So we have to come before the Lord, stand before God, and pray the perfect will of God. This ministry is experiencing so many. It's like, you know, much signs and wonders are happening. You know, at this level where we are, the Lord God is doing mighty things. We have seen people that God revealed what was coming to happen to them. The enemy hit them hard. They died, and the Lord just raised them again. You know, all this is because when the Lord brings forth those things, and then we stand and we pray, and God will just turn the whole situation around. This year alone, the wonders that we have seen in this ministry is just amazing. But we don't boast of anything. We are just always lifting the name of the Lord alone. And that is what we have to do. So all the prayers that we are praying, you know, night prayers over and over and over, the Lord is using it mightily. The number of emails that I receive per day from the church website is just amazing. Amazing. Testimonies of what the Lord is doing in people's life and all that, we are just grateful. But in our little circle here, this local church alone is just amazing. Prayer is good. Amen? Prayer is good. You cannot live outside prayer. It is impossible. And the good thing about our God is that he has given us the Holy Spirit to just bring forth what is to come. He said when he comes, he will show you what is to come. If it is coming and you don't see, it's a surprise unto you. People are living lives that are full of surprises. Full of surprises. That does not, you know, equal to what Jesus Christ said. Christian, when something is coming against you, and the Holy Spirit will not let you know for you to get prepared, even when your faith is going to be trialed, the Spirit of God is always setting his children alert for what the enemy is doing. Wonderful. Our sister came, stood here, and talking about the cyst that was growing. I remember we had a cell group in their house. So I will go there, you know, and this girl, she will be crying. I mean, I remember the first time they called me in the middle of the night. They said, take the water. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever that it was, it ceased. It is not, you know, it is our God. We don't have anything, but God has it all. And the Lord has impacted in you the Spirit for you to bring his name in glory. And when you do it, today she came, she stood here, she said that as they identified that sickness in the hospital, they went back this week. I think a couple days before, they went back to check up. That cyst that was growing more than 6 centimeters, this is not something that you can hide. One way or another, without medication, without nothing, the thing has just disappeared from the body. Who do you think did this? That is Jesus. That is Jesus. That is Jesus. So the prayers that we are praying, the Lord is using these prayers unto his own glory. And every single thing that comes on your way, you definitely want to make sure that you bring it before the Lord. Philippians 4:6, the word of God tells us, he said that be careful for nothing. The word careful here means don't worry about anything. But in all things, with prayer and supplication, let your request be made known unto God. So the responsibility of children of God is to make sure that whatsoever that we are going through, we bring it before God. We bring it before Almighty God, and it becomes God's problem. If there is any problem in your life, as soon as you identify that situation as a problem, your responsibility is quickly run to God and bring that situation to God. The moment that you have prayed about the situation, it becomes God's problem. This is kingdom principle. God said that you are not to be worried about any situation. But when the situation arises, your responsibility is to take that situation in prayers before the Lord. And when you have done it, it becomes God's problem. And the Lord will deal with it. God will deal with that situation, and you are free and forever free. We would like to talk about our young people, because, you know, the future of a nation is the youth. So when you are not taking care, they grow from children to youth to become men and women that the Lord has called them to fulfill his mandate. Every nation that is not taking care of his youth is heading to crash. Because the next generation, there is no one to take over. So, if the foundation being polluted, what can the righteous do? So, you have to make sure that our youth are well established in the things of God so that the next generation will carry forth the banner of our Lord Jesus Christ. The world has nothing to offer us as children of God. And it is the prince of this world cometh and he has nothing in me. So the world has nothing for any child of God. You see, when we enter into this system, which is the world, from the schools, the Bible has been taken away. Anything that is going to glorify God in the world, Satan is at work and working so hard to take these things away. And our children are confronted with a standard that is not of the Lord. But can you decide that you are not going to put your child in the school? They have to go to those schools. They have to go to school. So they have no choice but confront the world. And it is very interesting because John 17, Jesus Christ prayed a prayer for his disciples. And this prayer is for everyone that will come to know the Lord. He told the Father, he said, Father, the people that you gave me, these disciples, when I was here, I kept them. Now that I'm coming on your side, please, they are in the world, but they are not from the world. So my prayer is that you watch over them against the evil one. So the evil one is in the world here. And everyone that is careless, every child of God that is careless about the kingdom principle will be a victim. You will be a victim. They will be taking everything that belongs to you. Your eyes are open and they are taking it. And you have no power to conquer them. Because you are not standing right. Because you don't understand the spiritual principles that are subject to you. You are in the world, but you are not from here. So this moment we talk about the battle of the youth. The battle of the youth. The book of Proverbs. Proverbs 3, the verse is 13. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13. The word says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that findeth or getteth understanding. As a young Wisdom and understanding is essential. As a young person living in this world here, wisdom and understanding, it is essential for you to establish a glorious life. Without it, your life will just be chaos everywhere and you will not be knowing what to do. Apostle Paul wrote to the young Timothy words of wisdom to lead him to accomplish God's plans for his life. And we are going to see, you know, highlight few of this wisdom that Paul wrote to Timothy. So 1 Timothy chapter 4 and the verses 12. He said, Timothy, this is my advice to you. Let no man despise thy youth. So he said, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Let no man despise thy youth, which means that youth is important. Your state of youth is very important. You have to be careful how you talk. So for believers in speech, an example for believers in speech, your conversation, in charity, that is love, in spirit, in your faith, and in your purity, your standard as a child of God, let no man despise thy youth. Number two, he also said, don't let anyone look down on you because you are a young. That's what it means. Because the same scripture in NIV version says, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. So, what is it that a young girl, a young man should be looking to do for people to respect you? What is it that as a child of God, a youth, young, this is your time of flower. You are just blossoming. But this period of time, you are confronted with either people respecting you or the devils respect you. What is it that you must do? Well, he has said it. Our conducts are extremely important. You see, it is not by you trying to impress people by the type of job that you have or the car, the salary that you have or, you know, the designer clothes that you are wearing and how you wear, you know, you walk and shake yourself for people to. No, it's not about that. It is not about that. But all these things definitely count. There are fundamentals that needs to be established in your life as a young girl, as a young man. Your conversation is important. It is mentioned here. Your behavior, it is important. It's mentioned here. Everything else that you are doing, it is going to contribute for your respect. How you dress is important. What you say to people is important. How you behave is important. If you are a child of God, you go with the standard of Almighty God, not the standard of the world. Because there is no standard when it comes to the world. Anything goes. That is why people go astray, because They are lost and there is nothing to hook themselves or attach themselves to. So anything that is thrown out there, people are just grabbing it. So amazing. Yesterday something happened. 6 years old boy. You know, and I gave the young guy $10. And as soon as this little one received the $10, look at the mom and told mom, said, "Mommy, do I have enough money now for my iPad 6? You see, 6 years old is already matching his age with iPad number. This is to tell you that the type of work that the enemy is doing for this to reach in the heart of a six-year-old boy, it means that the advertisement is really working. It's really working. These are the standards. Anything from the six is going to go to the seven. And if it's not iPad, it's going to be something else. People are completely disconnected. There's no standard. The only standard for a child of God is the word of God. So you will not impress them by your clothes and all those things, but the way you live your life, the way you behave, how you talk, how you walk. A decent young man, you know, will not be walking like he's shaking and all that. It's not proper. You don't have any leg problem. So if you are walking, walk the way that the Lord created you. You don't have to be shaking every step that you make for people to see that it's you who is coming. There's no need for that. Live a decent life, respecting others, for people to see the godly that is in you. God wants to see certain things in a young man's life, in a young woman's life. The Lord wants to see those things. These are godly standard values that God wants to see in his children's life. The book of John, 1 John chapter 2 in the verses 14. Apostle John wrote, he said, "I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. And when it comes to the young ones, he said, I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one." Hallelujah. So according to this scripture here, God is expecting to see, number one, the strength that he put in a young man, you know, for the work that he has called them to come and do here. God is expecting to see that strength that he had put in you as a young girl, as a young man. He's expecting to see that his word is also abiding in you. He's also expecting to see you as a young man overcoming Satan and his wicked works of deceiving. Deceiving you from what the Lord has called you to do. Many of them have been diverted from their destinies because wrong decisions. They married the wrong person. They end up being where the Lord does not want them to be simply because they have taken the ways of the world and nothing is working. You cannot prevent Satan from being Satan. It's like you trying to convert Satan. You cannot lower the standard of the word of God either. You have to come up. You have to come up. But it is amazing because the Lord said that the strength that he has put in you, generated by the word of God that is planted in you as a child of God, as a young girl, as a young boy, it is this power that you are going to use to overcome the deception of the enemy thrown against your life every moment from the world. So then, what must you do to meet God's expectation? We have seen what God is expecting from you. What should you do as a young man to meet God's expectation? We notice here 4 points, and we're going to go through them. Number one, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and the verse is 21. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and the verse is 21. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. He said, number one, you have to keep yourself pure. As a young girl, as a young man, you have to keep yourself pure. And the word says, if you keep yourself pure, you will be a special utensil for honorable use. Your life will be clean, and you will be ready for the master to use you for every good work. So important. It is interesting because previously he's talking about, you know, what utensils are. These are the plates and the glass and all that we have in our houses. Vessels. We have vessels that we use them every day. Every single day we put them at our tables. And we are drinking, we are using them. And there are certain vessels that we use them occasionally. When we have special invitation or special, you know, guest visits. These are the ones we just bring them out for special occasions. He said, as a young man, as a young girl, keep yourself pure. Become like a special vessel, ready to be used by the master. Talking about God here. Set yourself aside so that you will be a special vessel that will be used in special occasions. But many of them, they have become the glass that we drink every moment. Their lives are just... So any occasion, they are there. Unless they don't hear that something is going on here, they are there. They are present for every party. They know every single thing that is going on in town. Matter of fact, even at their age, their cell phones has become the CNN center that people have to connect to find out what is going on. That is pity. That's pity. Too much noise. God cannot talk to you. The Lord is talking, you cannot hear because your environment is too noisy. No time for God. You have to keep yourself pure for God to use you. Number two thing that you have to do to meet God's expectation. As a young girl, as a young man, the Lord said you have to run away from the youthful lust and stay away from bad friends. Run away from the youthful lust. Let me read that scripture here. It is in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and the verses 22. He said, run from anything that stimulates youth lust. Run from anything that stimulates youthful lust. Instead, pursue righteousness, living, faithfulness, love, and peace. Enjoy the companionship of those who call on the name of the Lord with pure hearts. That is the type of friends that you should be moving with. So important. The youthful lust are what has become the purpose of living for so many. And they have dedicated their lives pursuing these things. And this is what the enemy is going to use as a bait to trap you and drag you to where you don't want to be. By the time you come back to your senses, everything is too late. I was sitting down with someone and said, you see, At the age you were 17, I was 18 years old. And I impacted in you certain attributes of life. But you did not listen. Today you are sitting down here talking to me about the mistakes. I said, I warned you about these things. I warned you about these things. Why do you have to wait to be at the age of 35, 40 years to realize that these things that you're supposed to be doing at the age of 13, 20 years, 25 years, you will mix them all. And you regret everything. You're now having children without father and all kinds of stuff that are going on. That's not God's will for you. It's not. It's not. Your parents are telling you that the people that you are moving with, these are the wrong people that you are not supposed to be with them. If not anything, he said the wisdom of the old man is the gray hair. The gray hair. That's that beauty. They have been here before you. These are your parents. Their expectations for your life. Who is the parent out there that is not willing to see his son or the daughter doing well? Do you know how proud they are when you are doing well as a child? So proud. If you don't, watch your day of graduation. That is the day you see the standard of your parents, you will be surprised. Your father will be putting the cap and the dress, the suit and everything, you know, rapper African way. And they are coming in dignity and dominion. And they are ready to struggle to make sure that you get there. Don't let their sweat be in waste. Simply because you join the bad companies. There are people in life, you know, I saw something, the Lord, Tuesday night was amazing. The middle of the night, you came here and you praying. And then by the time I went home, and in a night vision, I was just amazed what I saw. This world where we are thinking that everybody is the one that the Lord has created and human beings. And I don't know. It's not like that. Until the Lord opened your eyes to see what is going on in the realm of the spirit, satanic activities, they are real. These are not jokes. Seeing people coming from the ground, they are not human beings, but by the time they came out, they changed to be the form of a human being and they are mingling with people. How would you know who is who? You cannot find out until you get spiritual. You can't. These are realities. So the person you are moving with, who told you that indeed this is a child of God, you yourself do not have the ability to find out who you are working with. You do not have the ability to know that person. You want to find out. It is not because they call you on your birthday, oh, happy birthday. Instead of, oh, this one loves me so much. Simply because the other one didn't call you. Said, oh, don't mind him. But truly, he's the one that is praying for you. It is amazing how people are attached, especially the young ones. They are attached to fake loves. Fake love. You want to know if they truly love you? You wait. The day that you will be in trouble, that's the day that you will know who is who. And by the time everything is fine, you will get yourself in trouble by following that person. It's not because you are bad, but you have a bad company. The person you are moving with is going to get you in trouble. Wisdom. Wisdom. They locked you in prison even for one day. It's a waste. Your time is wasted. And find out how many of them that are locked in prison. Young ones. Young ones. 16 years old. Standing on the street. And selling drugs. And another gang coming and say that you are invading our space of business and coming to shoot you and kill you. Is that God's will? Parents, we do have responsibilities towards our children. Train the child the way that he should go. When he grown up, he will not depart from it. You train the child the ways of the world, he will go worldly way. Impact in this child God's seed and see the growth. Some of these things, we see them and we wonder, how is it possible? But we watch them coming in the street. You know, they have been recruited at the age of 11. When they are coming from the school, just right there by the high school, 12 years, 13 years, 14 years, 15 years, and they are already roaming in the street. What is your 15 years, 13 years boy doing in the street at the time that they're supposed to be at home? He will definitely go astray because you are not getting hold of your boy. Satan will get hold of him. You don't want to train that boy God's way. Satan will get hold of him and train him his way. What do you expect? Run away from youthful lust and stay away from bad friends. Number three thing that God is expecting from a young girl, a young man, he said, don't get involved in foolish arguments that start fights. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and the verse is 23 to 24. He said, again, I say unto you, don't get involved in foolish, ignorant arguments that only start fights. A servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but must be kind to everyone, be able to teach, and be patient with difficult people. Don't get involved in foolish arguments that start fights. You want to show yourself that you are interesting. What you are talking about is not adding any value to you. What is it proving? But you want to make your case at all costs. They always want to have the last word. That is the thing they say, I am the macho over here. I am in command. The next thing you know, something that is so foolish, triggered shooting. They are shooting themselves. They are shooting themselves over young girl. Unnecessary arguments. They are shooting themselves over, you know, sneakers, school shoes, and sports shoes. They are shooting themselves over unnecessary things, fighting and killing them. Are you going to school to study or you are going to school to kill? If you don't know the reason why you get yourself into that place, get out. Everyone has a responsibility. You parents, you have to watch them. The time that they're supposed to be at home, they have to be at home. They come to you when you call police, they come to you, they said, now your child is of age. This thing, you can, he has the right. But let me tell you, before that child gets to that age, you have every single right. It's like a little tree that is coming up. You want that tree to be straight. By the time that it is that young, take the sticks, bind it, so that it will grow straight. When it becomes a great tree, you can burn it. It's finished. It's over. Unnecessary arguments that get people into various things for their lives to be crushed. Unnecessary. The enemy is putting little drugs in your hands to go and stand there and selling $1, $1, $1. And the next thing you know, the $1 has been added to give you numbers of years in prison. Numbers of years in prison. Your life is completely scattered. Finish. Your school time is over. When you come out, your records are completely spoiled. Nobody wants to employ you. You have been identified in the society as a criminal. And only God knows that the devil system is working everywhere. They want to find out who you are, they will. And they will use it against you. And your life is gone. Useless. So number four, the Lord said that be cautious of the devil's trap. Be cautious of the devil's trap. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and the verses 25 to 26. He said, as a young girl, as a young man, gently instruct those who oppose the truth. Gently instruct them that oppose the truth. Perhaps God will change those people's hearts and they will be learning the truth. Then they will come to their senses and escape the devil's trap. They will come to their senses and escape the devil's trap. For they have been held captive by him to do whatsoever he wants. They have been held captive by Satan so that he will do whatever he wants with their lives. That is why you have to get hold of your children so that the enemy does not get hold of them. Because the moment that he has hold of them, he directs them what he wants them to do. This is it. That's the trap of the enemy. Every decision that you make when you are young, there is a scripture here. It's interesting. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and the verses 9. He says, rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, which is good. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thy heart, and in the sight of thy eyes. But know thou that for all these things, God will bring thee unto judgment. You know what it means? This is what it means. It means that whatever that you have decided to do, whatever decision that you have made, whatever that your eyes is seeing that is pleasing in thy sight and had integrated in your life, you have made the decision to move towards that. That is your decision. God says, remember, a time is coming that he will judge you according to your decision. A time is coming that the Lord will judge the decision that you have made in this time of youth. That is what the word says. So when we move around, shaking ourselves like we are the top on town, and we let them know that we are the top on town, no one is like you, and you are moving around, and you are making decisions, you know, alcohol is going, women are going, drugs are going, flashy cars and all kinds of things. God said that, you know what? Just remember, your time of joy, a time is coming that what decision that you make, that decision that you make, God is going to judge you accordingly. It's interesting, you know, there are a few areas that the young ones are having so much problems. And let me just highlight maybe a couple of them. One of the areas is that they have this self, you know, esteem issue. But you have to accept yourself the way that God made you. You have to accept yourself the way that God made you. We have a lot of them that are having the problem of self-rejection. They are not accepting themselves, because their mirror has become what the Lord has not given them. And the world just portrays something that is out there. So they are always taking someone who is better than them and seeing themselves willing to become like that person. They don't accept the gift that God has given them. They don't accept how God has made them. They are always looking unto others and be willing to become like them. But it's so interesting, because we are here by election. And if you are here in this world, the Lord brought you here because God has a specific assignment for your life. Not even two people are like you. And the world has even proven this to you. They said that your fingerprint is unique among all the people in the world. That is to tell you that you are not part of mass production. You are not coming from an assembly line, uniquely made for the purpose of Almighty God. And you want to become like someone else. Even the twins that are coming from the same womb, different identities, different purposes, unto the glory of the Lord. Self-rejection, it's a satanic tool against you, and you have to make sure that you get rid of it. You know, sometimes they see someone who has a better appearance and they want to become like that person. So they start dressing like the person. And the world is good for those things. What people buy most is what they show them on the TV. You see the model just standing there wearing it. The guy is exercising and everything is just perfect. He said, this is the suit that I want. And when you are walking in the street wearing that type, that suit, don't worry. By the time you get out of your house after that commercial, go to any store, they are full of those suits because everything is already planned. And everyone, we are standing on our 31 and we are moving. We want to become like them. We dress as they want us to dress. We talk as they want us to talk. We move as they want us to move. Cannot be unique as God created us to be unique. Sometimes you see yourself and you look around you and you think that you are coming from a poor family. So you envy the friend that has much. The resources are available. If you have your God, say, with your God, all things are possible. There is nothing that God cannot do. Maybe you are the one that is going to change a whole generation. The standard that has been in the valley for so long, by the working of the Lord in your life, the Lord saved you so that you raise everyone from that family. It's not necessary to be obvious and be willing to become like them. And you come back home and you are fighting your parents. And this one has this and I don't have it. And how come this? And you have so many questions. And you will just be sitting down, depressing and depressing and depressing and depressing. I say this. The best way to live a frustrated and useless life is to wish that you become like someone else. The best way to live a frustrated and useless life is you always wishing to become something else or someone else. You have no standard for yourself. You are not grounded. And you know how people are changing colors every single moment. You cannot please people. That is why the standard of the Lord is a sure standard. It will establish you in grace. It will establish you. This one wants you to wear red. The other one says blue. The other one says white. In the same moment. But you are the only one. You can't live in people's standard and be content for what the Lord God had given you. NIV version of Philippians 4:11-13. The word of God said, he said, I am not saying this because I am in need. That is Apostle Paul. For I have learned to be content whatsoever the circumstances. I know what is to be in need, and I know what is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or want. I can do everything through him who gave me strength. I can do all things through God that strengthened me. There's nothing. The moment that your need has become always want, 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 want. When the situation changes, they cannot take it. But life is a trend. But as a child of God, established in the word of God, your future is always and always assured. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Everything that the Lord has planted in you, it is coming from God and it is meant to bring glory to Almighty God. James 1:17, he said, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness. God doesn't change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Proverbs 18 and the verse is 16. He said, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. What God has given you is just a matter of time. The Lord is going to make room for you among the greatest. For you among the greatest. Today you are in need, but tomorrow, because of what the Lord has planted in you, He's going to work a, such a wonderful work in you. People will be astonished of your future. What they think you will be, the whole situation will be turned around by Almighty God because you are living by the standard of God. You have to accept that God didn't make mistake making you. If you see a lack in your life and you are always in willingness to become like someone else, stay with that standard of God. He's working you out. Continue praying. Continue doing what the Lord is asking you to do. Just a matter of time. Down, few years down the road, you will see that the whole ball game has been changed. You that they despised, you that they were willing to despise your youth, you have become now the source of their provisions. They see you and they will recognize what the Lord God has made of you. May the Lord God bless you. Amen.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless you.